Allison, nice to see you.
Good to see you too, David.
There appears to be no letup in the wet weather pattern that we've seen this summer. I sense that you're beginning to worry about your beloved okra.
Oh my gosh, it's just like sitting there. Slow. Well, yeah, I got it in late and I finally got it thinned and it's just sitting there and it's like slow, slow, slow. But I understand I'm not the only one.
And you're confident.
Well, you gotta be.
Okay. On the other hand, the weather has been good for one of my favorites, blueberries.
Oh, gosh, it's been great. You know, anytime you can get water when fruit's developing, especially these kind of fruit, raspberries, as long as you stay ahead of the diseases, blueberries have been good this year.
Rain or shine, would you agree that we have reached the point here in late July that this is the peak of the summer gardening season?
Typically it is. You know, everything's kind of at their full bloom right before we start slowing down. You know, we're in the harvest period. But I tell you what's really been catching my eye are the plants along the roadside and the edges of the fields. And just the other day I was driving over Hickory Nut Gap down towards Chimney Rock and taking in all those plants along the side of the road, Queen Anne's lace, yarrow, chicory, orange daylily, pink garden phlox, and then even the early goldenrod starting to show color. Really beautiful.
Some serious distracted driving. I hope you weren't texting or using your cell phone.
Oh, no. Yeah, plant watching is definitely an unsafe practice when you're driving, but no, I wasn't driving.
Okay, so tell us about Queen Anne's lace.
Well, it's also known as wild carrot. It's got a white taproot that smells like a carrot. Certainly not as tasty, but it's not native. It was introduced and it's become naturalized, common to dry fields and roadsides. And it's known for its really lacy-looking clusters of very small white flowers, and oftentimes there's a single purple flower in the center of it, supposedly the single drop of blood from the pricked finger of Queen Anne of England, who was an expert lace maker.
Let's talk about chicory a bit, very popular in as a substitute for coffee.
It is. It's one of those plants that looks like a dandelion early in the season, then it shoots up this long, rigid flower stem, and these kind of high, 3 to 4 feet long, and these flowers, the aster, vivid sky blue aster flowers open up just a few at a time when it's sunny and warm. Otherwise, they close up. Another European introduction that you can find along the roadside.
I must say, I don't think there's any substitute for coffee, but it is very popular in Louisiana, mixed with coffee. I think you said once that much of the plant is edible.
It is. The foliage is sort of bitter. I think early in the season you can do it. And the flowers, I don't know that they're that tasty, but there's a lot of information out there about the interest of using chicory in a lot of ways. And closely related to endive and radicchio, and it's an important plant.
We just have a little bit of time left. Are we in the early stages of the fall goldenrod and Joe Pye weed?
We are starting to show color for that and beginning to look at sowing seeds for the fall garden. Any of the beets, carrots, greens, transplanting, broccoli, cauliflower, those kind of things.
Allison Arnold is the founder of Allison Arnold Gardens and Landscapes. Next time, we'll take a look at fall planting. Allison, thanks very much.
Thanks, David.